There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. Welcome back, my friends. We got another hour of broadcast healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Last night at Hoover's. Also, thanks, Super Don and TMB, Ty Bollinger, for hosting so capably and ably and bringing on Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News. You guys sound like you had a good time.
It was a lot of fun. It really was. And we got to talk about some really cool stuff, including some weird stuff going on Facebook lately.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, even prior to the show today, I was getting posts blocked related to the show itself. So have we hit a nerve in talking about certain subjects or topics, particularly as we're taking on the skeptics? Maybe that's, you know, because they control, what, Wikipedia and probably control Facebook ultimately, too. Don't be taking on the skeptics, right? But we tend not to back down on these issues, but we've got a lot more exploring to do while they got a lot more explaining to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We got Mary from last night. She says, hi, I met you at Hoover's last night, Hoover's Market. I really enjoyed your presentation. It was a pleasure to be in the presence of like-minded folks, just as yourself. She said she approached me about a thyroid issue and intestinal issues. She wanted to know if I see patients. And it's very funny because she spelled it patience, like, you know, you're not in a hurry, you're waiting, you're okay, right?
P-A-T-I-E-N-C-S.
C-E, I'm sorry. And no, sometimes when I look at my wife, I don't see patience, just to be honest.
You're in trouble.
But I know I'm in big trouble. But when I look in the mirror, probably too much patience when I look at myself. So there you go. It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act. But no, what I do is a healing ministry. And I said this last night to some of these folks as well. I believe it is your birthright. It is my birthright to heal and to be healed, to get healing, to receive healing, to learn about healing, to relate healing, communicate it, all of those things. Our federal government and state governments do not have that same perspective. They do not defend our freedom to heal. They are trampling upon it, or our freedom to be unmolested by vaccine violence, for instance. As we talked about what happened in Vermont with Jonathan Emord last hour, or what's ongoing in California with SB 277 and other states likely to follow, especially if California succeeds. We have a nation that has adopted a religion, and it is not Christianity, it is not Judaism, it is not Islam. It is the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism, and evidence is showing us that Democrats are even more into that religion than Republicans. And, you know, I know some people don't like me when I say that, but I'm going to call it out, you know, just like we do here. If it doesn't matter the party affiliation, but it's interesting, in California, you can't say that's a Republican-controlled state for this to be going on. This is a party completely selling out to pharmaceutical interests. And, of course, they're convinced that they're right, but that's beside the point, because the moment you can force somebody to accept a medical intervention that can kill you, you have lost the high ground. You have lost the moral ground. You have no ethics at that point, because you're trying to complain. Well, you're claiming that there's something called herd immunity, which is a collectivist idea that is not rooted in sound science. It's a theory that's never been proven. And, of course, I come back to individual liberty and individual immunity. in that we do not get sick as a group. You can only get sick as an individual, and you don't get well as a group. You can only get well as an individual. But that's obviously too complex for certain people that have adopted this idea that vaccines are sacraments sent from a pharmaceutical god and shall not be questioned and shall not be refused, even if you are fundamentally opposed to it on religious or philosophical grounds. Now, happy time. It's happy time. You know what that means, don't you, Super Don?
What do you got to do to be happy sometimes?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Just in time to save me from bumming out, we got a 420 update. Yes, we do. What are you laughing about? It's true. Look at this stuff. The cannabis, the CBD. I'm a fan of CBD. Super Don maybe likes the THC. Whatever. I don't judge. The freedom to use a plant that God created without harming anybody. That's what we're talking about here. And Big Pharma or Big Harma is not really pleased about where this is going, because a new study has come out that said painkiller overdose, the deaths to painkiller overdose. Those are painkillers, by the way, approved by the Fear and Death Administration. I mean the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Painkiller overdose deaths have decreased dramatically in states that have become friendly to the 420, to cannabis. And this is according to a report this year from the esteemed Journal of the American Medical Association. Fatal overdoses caused by prescription painkillers dropped dramatically. Not just marginally, but dramatically in states where cannabis is legal for medicinal and recreational use. 25% drop in fatalities. A 25%. I mean, you know, the people that want to care for everybody, the do-gooders, and I'm not saying this in a negative sense. I mean, you really care. You want to reduce pain and suffering and death, perhaps. And those people who have been arguing for the war on drugs forever, to never end, what are they saying now? And that's where it's been largely the war on drugs, motivated by conservative evangelicals who didn't conceive of separating out a war on drugs and declaring war on the right drugs. Those being those approved by the government versus that which is approved by a creator who created this medicine, this plant, this cannabis. And simply by removing the prohibitions on the plant, we now see 25% fewer deaths, fatalities associated with prescription drugs taken for chronic pain in those states where it has become legal. How much more do you have to say? Is that not enough? Is 25% not enough for you if you still think cannabis is the devil's weed? Does it have to be 30%, 40%, 50%? And as we keep integrating more and more of this plant and less of the drug, will we see the fatalities drop by 50%, by 60% or 70% or 80%? I perceive that that would be a likely outcome based on what we've seen thus far, because it hasn't been accepted totally even in those states where it is now legal. Super Don, this is really a good story. This is an uplifting, happy story.
It definitely is. But, I mean, you know what the other side is saying about this, don't you?
I don't. What are they saying?
They're saying things like, well, you know, correlation is not causation.
Oh, no. Would they say that?
They would. Of course they would say that. And, you know, look, is it a coincidence? Not likely, especially when you look at, like, the state of Colorado. Not only have they had those types of statistics, but crime is down. The car accidents are down. I mean, you know, this is all of these things that they predicted that were going to just go through the roof, and it was going to be dogs and cats sleeping together because they legalized marijuana. It's been the opposite. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. It does not take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Yeah. Anyway, so no matter what your perspective is from the standpoint of moral use of cannabis, because you're afraid somebody's going to alter their chemistry via a plant. Again, where's the similar outrage to altering your chemistry via alcohol, interestingly enough, which is proving to be much more dangerous, deadly, and deleterious on its impact on the body in so many ways, and we've known that for years. But it's an acceptable, what do they call it, sin, perhaps? Sin, S-I-N? Which I believe, if I remember reading about origin, word origin, root word origin, sin was like missing the mark. It wasn't something that you couldn't correct or rectify. You know, you made a mistake. But again, that freedom that we have been granted by that which created us, whatever you perceive that to be, freedom to try things, to experiment, to screw up, to be better, that is something I hold very near and dear to my heart, because I recognize that if somebody tried to protect me from my own mistakes, I would have never learned what I learned this lifetime. I couldn't do what I'm doing, helping not only myself but many others around the world because of my screw-ups, because of the things I didn't know. It allowed me to learn these things. So those of you who want to protect everybody from everything, think about that in your own life, the things you could have been protected from that would have prevented you from being who you are today, and learning what you needed to know to do good in your life and the life of others.
Sometimes the wrong turns you make bring you to the right places.
Exactly. GMOs in the news. I'm sorry to bum you out again, but a new study, goats who eat Monsanto's GM soy produce abnormal milk. You know what? I'm going to hold off on this story. I want to talk to Dr. Frank King about this, because he, you know, works with animals. They're milking camels over there, too, so I think he'll have some interesting perspectives tomorrow on that.
Yet another study, the other side will say, well, we don't even know what you're talking about. That shows, hey, there's something wrong here. Let's do a little more research, please.
Yeah. There's an interesting article here, Super Don, at Time Magazine, time.com. These charts show every genetically modified food people already eat in the United States. And I think this article is pretty much stimulated by Chipotle announcing this past Monday that they will no longer serve GMOs in their food category. But as I warned on Epic Times, if you haven't seen the video yet, epictimes.com, Super Don and I do our health freedom updates there in a video format. We talked about the fact that Chipotle can't guarantee total non-GMO because the soft drinks that are sweetened with corn syrup, also are genetically modified. And any of the chickens or the pigs that are eating GMO food also imparting that to you. So if you want to stay pure and clean, you have to be even more careful at Chipotle too, but there are a lot of options there that are good. Now, on the list, of course, corn is number one, soybeans number two, cotton number three. And if you think it's just cotton that you're wearing, no, cottonseed oil that they're putting into so many snacks that they're frying in, you know. So the cottonseed oil is in a lot of things that people are eating if they're not careful. There's a GMO potato, GMO alfalfa, of course, canola. Remember the land of rape and honey? What was that from Canada that you brought up the other day?
I think it was Tinsdale or something like that, Canada.
Yeah, up in Canada. And they were talking about changing their name. But, you know, the rape seed, if you will, the canola, is largely all genetically modified as well. Papayas out of Hawaii, that's a bummer. Squash, apples now have been approved. And the sugar beet. So look out for that. Anyway, we got lots more healing to go. The FDA is wanting to crack down on, grandma and grandpa. Not playing bridge, but making soap. Diane Feinstein wants to come in and see what you're putting in your soap.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I remember the other day we were talking about a Feinstein, Senator Feinstein sponsored bill, Senate Bill S-1014, that's supposed to make a world safer by scrutinizing everything from shampoo and hair dye to deodorants and lotion. And I pointed out that we don't need this regulation. We don't need more invasive regulation to protect us from companies that are putting nasty things in and on stuff that you don't want. Case in point, you know, I used the example of your wife, Superdon, right? When she first learned about all the things we were talking about, and she went in to the bathroom, looked at all the cosmetics and the things that women, because there was a story about, you know, women put 3,000 chemicals on their body every day, you know. She read it's like, oh my gosh, and now she's using pretty much coconut oil. So it was someone who didn't require the government to tell her what to do or not do. And she made a decision, like I would respect anybody to make their own decision. Obviously, there are a lot of people operating in ignorance. We know that. We can't protect everybody. We're trying to reach out to anybody who's ready to listen. But Feinstein says, no, this is not good enough. We need the federal government to come in here and make the world a safer place for soap. But it turns out, listen to the companies that really are behind this bill that want it. And this will give you all you need to know, right? Who this is about, what this is really about. Feinstein, a Democrat, in for what? Big karma, I'm going to say, but big pharma. She is supported in this bill for extra regulation of cosmetics by Johnson & Johnson, right? Procter & Gamble, Revlon, Estee Lauder, Unilever, L'Oreal. These are all brands that might have good advertising slogans as such, but they've not been known to be organic, pure, and clean. Johnson & Johnson alone is, these are billion-dollar companies, multi-billion-dollar companies. They're all for the regulations. Now, explain that to me.
How would these companies that profit off of doing all these nasty things want more regulation? Because they know the regulation will not impact them one iota. Not one iota. Why do I say that? Well, because they have the money and the ability to do all kinds of things with the regulations and exempt themselves or maneuver around and through it without fail, without question, without concern. But what they are concerned about is losing money to small mom-and-pop family artisanal soap makers. Dianne Feinstein, once again, proving that Democrats are not for the little people. Her Senate Bill 1014, the Personal Care Product Safety Act, would target and make the world safe for what? Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Revlon, because they wouldn't have to compete with the small artisanal soap makers that could never meet the regulatory compliance mandates. And they're already not using this garbage. This is not a bill that is necessary to. If you want it to apply to Johnson & Johnson, P&G, and all that, good luck. Go ahead, knock yourself out. But if you're not going to make exemptions for small artisanal soap makers that don't use these chemicals, then all you are doing is paving the way for a big monopoly of not even soap. It's whatever the chemical concoctions are that they call soap there at that level. Thank you, Feinstein. Can you retire already, please? I don't know what else you can do with these big government yahoos.
You know what?
What?
How much time do we have here?
About 40 seconds. About a minute 40. Go ahead.
About a minute 40. Listen, I this is no longer conspiracy, Robert.
How so?
What we've been having a problem with here with Facebook?
Yeah.
I just verified it. For some reason, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Jonathan Emore, vaccine exemptions, GMO label, Jack Hunter, Rand Paul, Carnivora, 420, The Robert Scott Bell Show, somewhere in there, according to Facebook, they say that this post contains content or links blocked by Facebook.
We finally done it, Super Don. We've achieved the milestone. We're in the club.
Part of me wants to, like, go, yeah, and the other part of me is going, what the hell are they having a problem with?
Banned by Facebook. So if you are at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, and you want to post any of the stories for us, let us know if they go through. We're linking out, just even linking out to other stories that are not related necessarily to us, just the fact that we are doing it. Somebody doesn't like us at Facebook. I think we might have hit too close to the skeptical nerve for somebody at Facebook, right? So put the word out. I don't know. Wow. We might not be seeing much from us on Facebook anymore. But we're still tweeting out, right? Twitter's still working.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's regroup on the break here. Let's address this a little bit more when we come back.
We'll see what we can do. RobertScottBell.com. Come on and visit. Tell us, stay a while, ask a question, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Back after this short break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, back at it. Uncovering the censorship, the fascist censorship at Facebook today suddenly. You know what I wanted to do this segment, or we planned to anyway, talk a little carnivora. We had this a woman from Germany I talked to off the air, really fascinating, Christine Jackson. And very passionate. She was dealing with, let's just say, a severe immunochallenge system. You know, life or death matter. And she used the extract from the Venus flytrap,
carnivora, and she recovered. And she's from Germany, so she actually knew the researcher that first came out and realized what this plant was and what it did. And she was talking about the excess consumption of protein being problematic in many cases, the bioaccumulation of the waste, etc. And we talk from time to time about the metabolic needs, if you will, to balance the nitrogen or the nitrogen balance in the body. How much protein do we really need? Of course, it's different for everybody in terms of your activity levels, age, metabolism, etc. But we can do, by and large, with a lot less than we do for many, because we are in a culture still, in the age of oil, to be able to access anything we want almost any time of the day or night, not have to go out and hunt for it, you know, animals in particular. And if your liver's not strong, if your kidneys are not working as well as they should, bioaccumulation, metabolic waste can create inflammation and disease patterns, and that chronic inflammation can lead to other immune disorders and even cancer over time as cells are corrupted. One of the things I think they learned about carnivora, its ability to, you know, the enzymes, the different things it can do as a plant, is to break down certain proteins. Perhaps that may be something that is working against cancer cells, why it's successful against cancer. But those of you who would like to learn more, if you go to carnivora.com or go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see the links up in the show notes. In fact, each and every day there's a banner too, but that can link you to get their free newsletter updates, or you can just call them directly. And they're at 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. Again, you can click on the banner and go there and say thanks to Carnivore. I mean, the most passionate people, Super Don, that I've talked to, in terms, we put out the hometown healer concept, and we like to hear from anybody who's healed from anything, pretty much. But the biggest response comes from those who have used Carnivore plants. So, you know, their lives have been changed, saved, and they're willing to speak out about it. So I love the passion. So
And not only do we like to hear about that, but, you know, we stand up to other people that want to take that freedom away from them just to be able to share that story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, we don't want to hear that. No, no. Well, yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. Well, it could be now that we are being censored. I don't know if they're targeting us individually. I'm not so cocky as to believe that, but it could be. We speak out about a lot of things, against a lot of things, and for a lot of things that those folks that want to maintain a stranglehold over you and power over you. And particularly on the vaccine issue, that's become very hot recently, obviously, with the promotion of SB 277 in California and the Democrats, the Dummycrats rolling over to Big Pharma to allow the removal of the freedom of the people of California to say no to vaccine violence, or as some would call it, medical rape. This is a form of fascism. And it doesn't belong here under any of the state constitutions. It violates it. But yet, at this point, the vaccine pharmaceutical industry is so desperate that you're leaving them that they would use their ability with their force, their granted monopoly, their power, the money that they have to buy the politicians to make this a real possibility. And it's stunning to conceive of in our lifetime that this is actually happening. As Jonathan Emord referenced before, the Jacobson decision in the early part of the 20th century, which is faulty based on what we know of immunology today, is what they're using as a basis for this forced or mandated vaccination. And it is horrific, it is outrageous, and it is a violation of fundamental liberty here. And if we go down that road to vaccine tyranny, even more than we already have, all bets are off in nonviolence, because it's a violent act that's being perpetrated on children and adults who are forced to accept these interventions. Even prior to being sick, this is not even in response to having cancer and forcing somebody into chemotherapy against their will. This is literally saying, you might get sick, so we're going to give you this so that you won't. We can't guarantee that it won't kill you or hurt you or irreparably harm you, but you're going to take it anyway for the good of the herd, right? You're not an individual. You have no rights to say no to this. And, of course, how long will it be when in the Angelina Jolie School of Breast Cancer and Ovarian Cancer, they say to women, we've detected this gene. You know, when you came out of your mother, this little girl has that gene. Once she becomes a teenager or an adult, we'll just remove her breast because it's much cheaper to do that than to give her chemo 20, 30, 40 years down the road, radiation or surgery then. I'm telling you, this is a precedent you do not want set. Once they say they can do this to you, there are no limits. But then again, the American people have gone to sleep on stopping and halting this form of tyranny. They have, even on economic issues. Now, I'm not going to go into it further. I don't think I'll blow a gasket. I'm just restraining myself as I'm talking about the outrage.
I blew one yesterday. You're entitled to yours.
Okay, all right. How did you blow your gasket? Was it when I was gone or when I was at Hoover's?
Well, all right. I appreciate you maybe being nice in your description of yesterday, but I went back and listened to it, and it was so built up and on my chest. I had to get rid of it, and I did. And I appreciate everybody listening to what I had to say. But I'm a much more calm, cool, and collected Super Don today.
Really? Well, what's the difference today? Can you tell me?
It's pretty simple. You can't sit there and talk about somebody else insulting you, belittling you, trying to make you appear to be dumber than them, and then do the same thing back to them.
You were saying you're playing bully school ground tactics against them?
Yeah, and you know what? That's not going to do anything for these guys, and you can't elevate the conversation to a place where it needs to go by being the same kind of person that they are. Now, maybe I'm being too critical of myself, but really, I want something positive to come out of this. Mm-hmm. And in order for that to happen, you have to be able to be the adult in the room and point out the things that people need to hear. And so that really is the tactic. So, look, yes, can I go toe-to-toe with these guys on that level? Yeah, but, there was a great guy, Mark Twain, that once said, mm-hmm. You don't argue with a fool because he'll bring you down and then beat you with experience.
yes.
And it is true, I'm not going into this because I want to make them look stupid. I'm going into it because I want people to see what's really going on here, what's happening behind the scenes, and why things happen the way they do. So,
yeah. Hey, Ben, do you have Roseanne on the line for me? Are you able to get okay, grab a hold of her. I want to hear her perspective on this as well. And, Don, it's maddening in dealing with these skeptics if you try to take them head on. As you said, you've identified a lot of their tactics, and I recognize that perhaps the vast majority of our listening audience may have never encountered the kind of things that happen, but you see it in the broadcast media, as even if you're a passive observer, in the attacks on Andrew Wakefield over the years, or Jenny McCarthy, or if it's outside of the mainstream, they don't often mention Mike Adams or Joe Mercola unless he goes on Dr. Oz, but there are attacks that happen at different levels in that regard. And, we like to strategize on ways to efficiently defang these people so they don't hurt our friends, our loved ones, those that are standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, like Roseanne Lindsay. And she's with us now. Roseanne, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for asking me to come on.
No, I'm always happy to hear your voice, the voice of reason and balance when Super Don or I just go off the deep end, get too intense.
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about, this fascism that's going on, blocking your Facebook posts. I haven't had that happen yet, but any day now, a lot of people are experiencing this. And apparently there was a Health Impact News article out today that, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has publicly taken a stand against vaccine refusers. So that's, he put it out there. Anybody who chooses to be vocal about it, he's going to block because he has a private company and he can do that.
So you think that we've stepped across the line on the vaccine issue? We were trying to figure out what was it that we've done. Was it taking on the skeptics recently, those that are basically in league together and also run Wikipedia when it comes to putting anything truthful but that is outside of the box related to naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, healthful things, detoxification concepts? There is a pharmaceutical agenda to suppress that kind of information.
Yes, and anybody who puts themselves out in the open, who takes a stand, who speaks out against what they consider subtle science, that's what their message is, then you're putting yourself out for attack or censorship, basically.
Well, and that's what we're... go ahead, Roseanne.
Yeah, I think this is what you have to do is what you're doing, you know. It's kind of a little bit of a war between what they consider, you know, the powerful, the elite over the rest of us. And we really have to take a stand and speak out when we can and just put it out there because there are more of us than them and they know it. And they these are just grasps for power that, you know, they're realizing they're losing power. And this is the only way we can assert ourselves and get the word out and take our power back.
Roseanne, do you think that Super Don taking these guys head on is giving them too much, you know, feedback that's going to bounce back on him or us, or is it a good thing to call him out strategically?
Yeah, I think Super Don is like the head of this group that we need to fall behind him, step in line. I think he's doing the right thing.
Look at you, Super
hey,
Don, doing
Robert,
it.
I've got, yes. Listen, dude, what? I have narrowed this situation down with Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm about to tell you something. I don't know if you're going to be proud of this.
Okay.
Wear this as a badge of honor.
Okay.
I reduced the post all the way down to simply the URL of robertscottbell.com, and I'm getting a message saying that this link has been blocked by Facebook.
Oh, so the whole website. Looky there. What have we done? Hey, Roseanne, can you stick around and wrap up the show with us? You got time?
Sure, happy to.
All right, a few more minutes. Roseanne Lindsay, Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org. You can go there. We will link it up as well, although Facebook may not let us. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. Only a short time to do it, though. Go to robertscottbell.com before they don't let you. Okay, we'll be back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be
right. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, trying to figure out if we are being blocked, or how so, and why, on Facebook. And, of course, movements to other social media contexts are trying to squeeze out this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Please tell your friends. Go to robertscottbell.com, or our syndicator is GCN, GCNlive.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Of course, around the world, UK Health Radio, Epic Times, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, all of these places carrying this message, even if Zuckerberg can't handle the truth. We'll see. Joined now again by Roseanne Lindsay, Naturopath, The Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org. She's got a wonderful book. It's linked up there as well. And there's actually a phone number. You don't have to be in Wisconsin alone to seek out her help. Anywhere in the listening audience, if you can reach out to a U.S. number. Do you mind if I give it out? Is it okay to give out your number on the air?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so if you'd like a consultation with Roseanne, she's absolutely terrific. 608-575-7573, 608-575-7573. You can check her out, natureofhealing.org. Trying to get to the bottom of this. Super Don, any other revelations on the break there? What's going on with the censorship?
Well, you know what? I just posted the show notes on my Facebook.
Right. So it might be directed to me then. It might just be my...
Possibly. I mean, there's a lot of variables here that we need to, you know, take a look at before we start, you know, throwing tomatoes at Mark Zuckerberg. But, you know, we're going to figure it out. We're going to dig into this and see what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, last story of the night, and Roseanne, you can help me out on this. I mean, we're not feeding our kids hydrogenated oils and trans fats and cookies and things like that. But something's going on in Denver, because a Denver area school is disallowing cookies in the lunchbox of a child going to school that was sent there by her mother, evidently.
Huh.
Yeah, a four-year-old sent with cookies. I think they were Oreos.
okay, there must be something related to the fat content there or the sugar content.
What does the note say? Let's see. The note told parents to pack a nutritious lunch that includes a fruit, vegetable, and a healthy snack. And I guess everybody's perspective on healthy is a little different, although a lot of students have argued that the federal government's decisions in what is healthy is also different than what they believe.
Yes, the food police are, you know, coming to schools near you now because, you know, you can't, parents can't be responsible for deciding what nutrition means anymore. It's they're deciding what, how much fat content kids can eat,
mm-hmm.
and what those options can be. And it's just, I mean, that's another thing that's going to send parents to homeschool, I think.
Well, that's true, and that is really, on one sense, the upside of an SB 277 in California, and I recognize that, for me, my perspective on the future of this country is better off if we take the government out of a lot of the aspects of education that have indoctrinated, not educated, and caused the culture to lose sight of what made it unique, what made it great, or what made it exceptional, and that was a value system rooted in this concept of individual liberty.
Yeah, I think they're testing our resolve. They're testing how far we'll go to listen to blind orders, you know, or mandates and orders. And it's really up to us to take a stand and decide if we want freedom or if we don't, if we want to continue to be enslaved. It's just going to be getting worse and worse. So this is an opportunity for us to decide that we want to pull our kids out. We can create a whole new system. We can create a different school system. We can create a different health system. You know, let them come for us and let us just leave it. You know, opt out.
Yeah, well, I've said that for many years, the concept of withdrawing consent. But how does that manifest in the real world? And that's kind of scary for a lot of people to consider.
Well, I think we need to start going back, looking at communities and forming communities. Because, like I said, there's more of us than them. And they have us believing that our power is outside. We don't have any power. The power is theirs. And our power is, like what you say all the time, it's within us. And mm-hmm. When we come together, we multiply it. And, you know, the systems only work because of us, because of our energy and our labor. So mm-hmm. why not? Why not give it a shot?
All right, Roseanne Lindsay, speaking some wisdom there. Appreciate you so very much. And no truth to the rumor that 4-year-old was packed with special brownies because it was Colorado, and that's why the teachers confiscated them so they could eat them. Actually, they probably did eat the Oreos. Who knows? Anyway, thanks, Roseanne. Thanks, Super Don. Thank you, Ben, on the board. Thank you to Jack Hunter. Thank you to Jonathan Emord as well. Thank you to you, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.